Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。ガオムリョコフイダイセシュフサイショビングセフジョショガク。I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
私は限りなくいつまでも大いなる恵みの主となり、力もなく苦しんでいる者を広く救うことができないようなら、誓って仏にならないと。ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。
Morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Does anyone recognize that passage that I read at the beginning of my service? What was that from? Jusege, right? We chanted Jusege at the start of our service this morning. We chant Jusege perhaps as often as anything else that we chant here at the temple. So today I wanted to spend a little time talking about the meaning of Jusege. We chant these things in Chinese. Jusege we chant is in Chinese or Japanese very regularly. And sometimes it's nice to stop and think about what is the meaning of these words that we're chanting. So the Jusege is kind of like the conclusion or the summary to the first part of the larger sutra, the first part of the story of Amida Buddha. So all month long, this whole month of November, we've been talking about Amida Buddha, right? Amida Buddha, when he was the king Dharmakara, and we've been going over this story a few times. And so today, this is going to be our last day of talking about Amida Buddha for this month, this series that we're doing. And so it's nice that we end with this kind of conclusion that we have from the larger sutra that we chant, the section of the larger sutra that we chant. まあ、さっき拝読した御文は十世紀の一部ですね。十世紀は、まあ、おそらく最も馴染みのある、最も多くお勤めされているまあ、ものでございますが、その今日の一部なんですけど、それは法蔵菩薩と阿弥陀如来の話での、まあ、そういう結論みたいな感じで書いて無料授業の最後のところの一部一番一巻の最初の方がの最後に書いてありますね。 So this, this Jusege, in a way it's about a goal. It's about the goal of Amida Buddha, the goal of Dharmakara Bodhisattva. Do any of you have goals? A goal is something you want to do. I see you nodding your head. What are your goals?You want to be better at what's that?
Dancing.
Dancing. You want to be better at dancing. Okay, that's a wonderful goal. I'd like to be better at dancing, especially around Obon time. Yeah, I'm working on it year by year. Anybody else have a goal? A goal that you have? Something you'd like to do? Anybody? We all have some goals, right? Yeah? Yeah. Mrs. Hirobashi, do you have a goal?Very good. That's right. That's right. I saw you nodding your head. Yes, that's why I called on you. But she has a wonderful goal of living as healthy and as good a life as possible. And that's a goal that we all share, right? Right? So in this story that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, there is a king whose name is Dharmakara. And he had a goal, right? Do you remember what his goal was? His goal. He had a goal.Remember? He had the goal to help everybody, right? He wanted to help everybody he knew and even people he didn't know. Okay, but he was a king, right? He was a king. So he had lots of money and he had lots of power. He could tell people what to do and they would do it, right? But could he use that money to help people? No, that's right. That's right. He couldn't use that money because even if he tried to use it, he realized that he couldn't help everybody using his money. How about his power? He was the most powerful person he knew, the most powerful person in the country. He was like President Obama, right? He could order people around. He could tell them what to do and they would do it, right? People don't do what President Obama always says, but, you know, he could imagine people did. You know, he had that power, and could he use that to help everybody? No, even though he could get people to do what he wanted, he couldn't use his money and his power to help other people. So he went out looking for someone who could teach him how to realize his goal. And he found someone. Do you remember who he found that could help him? It was a Buddha, right? It was a Buddha named Lokeshvara Raja. Last week we talked about the Buddha Lokeshvara Raja. That was his teacher who taught him how he could help all kinds of people. And after he learned from Lokeshvara Raja, he sat in front of that Buddha, or perhaps he kneeled and joined his hands in Gassho, and he made some promises. Do you remember how many promises he made? Anybody remember? Did he make one? No? Do you remember? 48, that's right. He made 48 promises. 48 promises or vows. A vow is like a promise. Something you say you're going to do it, and by golly, you're going to do your best and you're going to do everything that you can to do it. So he made 48 promises. And the meaning of those promises was to help everyone. 48 different ways that he was going to try to help everybody. で、まあ、阿弥陀如来という話をしますと、法蔵菩薩ですね。阿弥陀如来が、仏様になる前に菩薩でした。で、その菩薩であった時は、48願、48の誓いを立てました。約束をしました、仏様の前に。こういうふうにしますと。しました。Okay? And he promised to help everybody. Not everyone who was smart, right? Not everyone who was talented, not everyone who always did the right thing. To help everybody, even people who make mistakes, even people who are a little foolish sometimes. And so Shinran says that Amida Nyorai, Hozo Bosatsu, this king, that he had a specific wish to help people who were having a hard time. Even the most people who are having the most difficulty, who are making the most mistakes. He wanted to help all those people because he had a big heart that welcomed everybody. And so he made those 48 promises, and then he gave a summary at the end of that, the summary of those promises. And that summary is the Jusege. Shite Amida Nyorai ga, Hozo Bosatsu ga, 48 gan tatte, 48 no yakusoku, chikai o shimashitara, で、 最後に それを結論としてまとめてまた繰り返して言うというのは重声言ですね。 So the Jusege is a summary of all of these 48 promises, giving the most important points, the most important points. And one of those important points was that passage that I read at the beginning of my talk this morning.
そしてこの48願の最も大切なところは私の法話始まる 時に読んだこの十世言の一部ですね。
So that those first three lines, they all end with those words, Seifujoshogaku. That means if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to become a Buddha. And what does he vow? He vows that he's going to be the great provider. And he's going to save all in need. He's going to save everybody. And if that doesn't happen, he's not going to become a Buddha. So a person who has this way of thinking, that they're going to help everybody, or they're not going to realize the goal themselves, we call that a bodhisattva. A bodhisattva. So we talk about Buddhas, and we talk about bodhisattvas. And they're actually a little bit different. A bodhisattva eventually becomes a Buddha. right? So a bodhisattva works very hard. He's like a Buddha in training, or she could be a man or a woman. She or he is like a Buddha in training, working to become a Buddha. But a bodhisattva has the idea that in order for me to get the goal, in order for me to become a Buddha, everybody else needs to benefit. Everybody else needs to be able to become a Buddha too. Isn't this a wonderful way of thinking? Okay, think about yourself. Who here is going to school? Is anybody going to school? Okay, a few of us are going to school. Who here has the goal of one day graduating from school so you don't have to go anymore? Then you get to go to work. And you'll wish you could go to school, right? But we all, if we're going to school, we all have the wish that we're going to graduate from school. Well, imagine that you had the idea that you wouldn't graduate unless everybody else that was in your class would graduate as well. So instead of just working to do your own studies, you are working to help everybody else graduate as well. So if you had that way of thinking, would you first go to help the people who are getting straight A's? Maybe not, right? You might go to help the people who are struggling the most. And that's the attitude of the bodhisattva, to go to the person who's having the hardest time, because that's the person who needs the most help, because you want everybody to realize the goal, the same goal. For those of you who are working, do you want to retire someday? Yeah, I'd like to retire someday, far off in the future, right? But if you have this goal of retiring, imagine that your goal was that you weren't going to retire until everybody else could retire, right? Some people have a hard time retiring. Maybe they've had some different situations in their life that made it hard to save up enough money to retire or whatever, whatever the situation may be. But so if we have a certain goal, and we'd say everybody should have that goal, then who do we go to we help? Do we go to help the person who has the giant 401k with $100 million? Maybe not. We go to help the person who hasn't had an opportunity to save enough, right? So we go to that person who needs the most help. And that's the spirit of the bodhisattva. The bodhisattva. And the goal of Buddhism isn't to graduate from college, although Buddhists may want to graduate from college. The goal of Buddhism isn't to retire, although Buddhists certainly want to retire. Does anybody know what the goal of Buddhism is? Very simple, to get enlightened, to become a Buddha, to become a Buddha. That's an important point. The goal of Buddhism is not to be a good Buddhist. The goal of Buddhism is to become a Buddha, to become a Buddha. And so we want everybody all together to become a Buddha. And that was the way of thinking of Hozo Bosatsu, the Bodhisattva. Hozo Bosatsu ga minna ga satori o hirakanai to watashi wa keshite satori o hirakimasen という誓いを立てました. That's the meaning of the Jusege. The Jusege is that I'm going to help everybody all together. Going to help everybody or I won't become a Buddha. And so when we hear that, we feel joyful, we feel grateful. This is Thanksgiving weekend, right? It's a time when we think about all the things we're grateful for. We're grateful for on this rainy day that we have a nice roof over our head. It's getting cooler. We are able to turn on the heat. We've got warm clothes. Many of us got to have a big feast on Thanksgiving for dinner. These are all things we can be grateful for. But even if we don't have these things, even if we don't have all of the things that we think we need, the teaching of the Buddha enables us to live with peace of mind. And that is the thing we can be most grateful for, the teaching of the Buddha, that even when things don't go exactly the way we'd hoped, we can still feel grateful because we have peace of mind, because we know that the Buddha is guiding us to enlightenment, because we have these vows, these teachings in the Jusege. The Jusege is our way of hearing and remembering that Amida Buddha is always supporting us, that the wisdom of the Buddha is always there for us. And it's our way of expressing our gratitude. It's our way of saying thank you. We chant it to say thank you for these wonderful things we receive, this wonderful teaching that we receive. まあ、受精芸というのはそういうまあ感謝のことを持って感謝の心を持ってお唱えるものですね。なぜなら阿弥陀如来が私たちが大変なことがあってもずっと私のところに働きかけて助けようと思っても、まあ感謝祭の週末に際してまあ美味しいごちそうをいただいて、今は雨が降ってるけどこの上に屋根があって本当にありがたいことですけど、でもたまに食べ物が手に入らない人もいて、ちょっと雨が降ったら外にいないといけない時もあって、その時にでも安心して喜びの人生を送るのは仏様の御教えの力であって、それはお念仏でいただくこと、受精芸が説かれているように苦しんでいる人でも安心を与えて救おうとしている阿弥陀如来が常に私たちのところに働きかけていることが書いてあるので、受精芸はありがたいお務めであって、私たちの感謝を表すものでございます。
I'd like to conclude here, and in conclusion, I'd like to once again read these words that we chant so often in the Jusege in English and modern Japanese translation.
で、ここ最後に Jusege の、まあ、いつもいただいている言葉を英語の翻訳と日本語を読みたいと思います。合唱お願いします。
Please join me in 合唱。I will be the great provider.Throughout innumerable kalpas, should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
私は限りなくいつまでも大いなる恵みの主となる。力もなく苦しんでいる者を広く救うことができないようなら、誓って仏に仏にならないと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。